Josh Hawkes, thanks so much for chatting to us. I agree absolutely with you. What a complete and utter insanity. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I wish all those people who are facing bushfires that they aren't at any risk because of the insanity of these COVID vaccine mandates. Completely insane. Thanks, Josh, so much. But we do have some good news on COVID. On Friday, I was thrilled to learn that in the Queensland Supreme Court, a very brave doctor, Dr. William Bay, who again spoke his mind right at the beginning, as we did repeatedly every week on this show, against the madness of the lockdowns and the mandates and all of that rubbish. Dr. William Bay was suspended for that, but the Supreme Court of Queensland stepped in and overturned that suspension on Friday, and I'm delighted to say Dr. William Bay joins us now. William, great to see you. A massive victory for you there and for all those people who suffered under COVID. Tell us briefly the story behind it, and then I'll get your thoughts on what's happened since Friday. So tell us the background of what happened.
COVID was a pandemic, and the vaccines were forced onto people by the Australian government. The Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency and the Medical Board of Australia did a criminal thing in March of 2021 and issued a gag order to all nurses, doctors, psychologists, and every other health practitioner in Australia to shut up and be quiet about the risks of the COVID so-called vaccines. This was disastrous for the health and safety of everyday Australians because it meant that doctors like me could not speak freely to our patients about the risks of these vaccines. So whether you wanted them or not, you were effectively being forced into taking them without proper informed consent, which means you were given all the information about the risks and the benefits of these so-called vaccines. This was a criminal act by ARPRA, the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency, and the head of the medical board, because they denied Australians the right to choose freely, thus being responsible for the injury and deaths of thousands of people in Australia, deaths and injuries that could not be revealed by your local general practitioner or your cardiologist or your surgeon because we were prohibited by the medical regulator from speaking the truth. This is outrageous, and I'm so happy that the Supreme Court of Queensland has ruled that I had the legal right from day one to speak out against the vaccines. I did the right thing. I never broke the code of conduct, and now freedom of speech and informed consent has been vindicated.
James.
Well, congratulations for your bravery, by the way, on speaking out. Two questions. Firstly, why didn't more doctors speak out as you did? And secondly, did you find doctors who were quiet publicly come and support you in private?
Look, doctors are great people. They're intelligent people, but they are also human beings. So when a medical regulator with all the force and the might and the power of a large corporate entity in the government comes at you and threatens your career, threatens all the years of studying, your family, your career, your money, like they did me, and take it all away from you in just a moment for speaking out, I can understand why so many doctors and nurses were silent during this pandemic. That does not necessarily excuse the doctors and the nurses who stood quiet, because there is a responsibility to patients. There is a responsibility to protect them from harm and to tell the truth. Personally, I was able to get through this loss of career, loss of income, marriage breakdown, the whole nine yards of intimidation from the bullies at ARPRA, because I have strong faith in God, and I want to praise Jesus Christ Almighty for guiding me through this glorious victory for truth in the Supreme Court on Friday.
Caroline.
Well, I want to ask you, Dr. Bay, what are the risks for people? I mean, because the vaccines are still being pushed. We just spoke to someone from a firefighting association. There are still mandates in place at some organisations. Tell us in your experience, what are the risks?
Yes, the risks are that clots in your bloodstream can occur, inflammation of your heart, turbo cancers, immune deficiencies, fertility problems, and there's also the fact that the vaccine doesn't work either to prevent against the virus. So there are many risks to having this vaccine, and these risks are certainly not relevant or appropriate to children. If anything I could get out today, my message would be, do not vaccinate your children. because the harms and the risks of harms are simply not worth the alleged benefit, of which there is none.
Oh, this we're is talking the about the COVID the medical vaccine regulator. In
particular. Yeah, we're talking about the COVID vaccine.
We should make clear the distinction, obviously, between childhood immunizations and the COVID vaccine for the children.
Yes, I am talking about the COVID vaccine. That this is the vaccine that was prevented to be talked about by the medical regulator. It's what they tried to stop me from talking about because, as they said in court, they did not want the authority of a medical practitioner such as myself speaking these words to the general public. So thank you so very much, Rowan, and the whole panel for allowing me the opportunity today to tell the Australian people that the risks of the vaccines have not been shared with you. You have not been given informed consent. People have died. People have been injured. Your doctors and nurses have been told to shut up, but no more, because the Supreme Court has ruled that freedom of speech and the right to informed consent lives again in this country.
Dr. William Bay, fantastic. Thanks so much. Congratulations on your victory. That's a victory in the Supreme Court of Queensland. You're 100% correct there about informed consent. That was always my big issue, that the history of informed consent, if you look into that, it's critical that governments and other authorities do not interfere between the doctor-patient relationship. Dr. Congratulations again, and I'm sure you're still celebrating that victory. As I always do, because it's my job to do, which is to say that the TGA would dispute some of the comments made there, and they would claim that vaccines, COVID vaccines, remain the safest way to against COVID. So that would be the TGA's official position there, which I am informing you because that's what I do. There you go.